God has done so much for us, you can't help but worship. That's what we should be doing. I love this guy and the way he leads. But we're blessed, aren't we, with the people we've got here. It should always be one of our first things that we need to worship God. Thank him for what he's done in the past, what he's going to do in the future. Thank him for today. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, are we? I better not preach. We've got a preacher. He's good as well, yeah, he's very good. He's all right, did someone say over there? Well, God will bless him, that's the most important thing. Yeah. Normal activities resume this week after having a week off. Crafts are on Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Cafe as usual, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday throughout. We were talking of Jean's funeral. Jean Bullock, those of you who knew Jean, has passed away. Her funeral's the 11th of March, 11 o'clock at Duckingfield Crematorium. And then 12 o'clock here, there's refreshments available. If you're going to want to be at that, please let us know, because it'll just be, again, about numbers for that. So that's the 11th of March, 11 o'clock for Jean Bullock's funeral. We were just talking earlier about the current situation. As we pulled up in our car about 9 o'clock or whatever, on the news it was saying the Russians have invaded the second city of Ukraine. It's quite desperate, and we've had an email this week from Assemblies of God asking us to take an offering up for the churches in Ukraine and some of the churches in Poland. Some of the Ukrainians go over the border to Poland and they're taking refugees in. And they're asking us particularly not only to pray for them, but to take an offering for them. So what we've decided is whatever is taken in our offering today will go to the work in Ukraine. We won't use it here at Carmel. It will just go to Ukraine. So I think what we'll do at this point is we'll pray for Ukraine. Not just the churches, but the people need our prayers, don't they? It's a right mess, really. God's in charge. So, you know, some of us, we watch the news and you sort of think, wow, it's a mess, isn't it? But God's in charge. All we can do is say, God, sort it out, because it's beyond some of us. I'll just pray, and you pray with me. Father, we look at the news and sometimes we're sort of scratching our head, puzzled, and thinking, what on earth is going on? Man's inhumanity to man, it's appalling. But Lord, we look to you again today. The psalmist says, God sits on his throne and scoffs at the world, because he's in charge. We ask you would help our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Poland, and the people of Ukraine particularly. I wouldn't want to go through that. Another nation invading here and not knowing whether I'd see tomorrow. It must be awful. Pray, Father, for your peace and your strength, that somehow or other, when everything seems impossible, that you would provide a solution. We used to sing a song many years ago, Lord, God specializes in things thought impossible. We look to you, Lord. We commit that situation to you. Help us as believers to know what to do and how to respond. And Lord, we realize that salvation is for everyone, not just for a nation. Pray that you would intervene in that situation, Father, in Jesus' name. At some point, probably later in the service, she's over there. We'll pray for Sue Moore. She's got a very important meeting on Tuesday that she needs to make some tough decisions. She's wanting wisdom. I think we'll do that later. Is that okay? Have I missed anything, Mark? We'll let the man of power for the hour come up, shall we? Mark.
One of the things that we do battle with is what should a church service look like? And we don't really know. We kind of make it up as we go along. It sounds awful, that, doesn't it? We make it up. But when we look at religion, people sort of put into place forms of prayer, forms of worship, because they want to please God. And we really want to interact with God, and I think what we try to do in our services is add faith. In other words, what we sing about, we believe, What we pray for, we believe. We try to follow what Scripture says, so we pray for one another. You know, that's scriptural to do that, to pray for one another, because we add our faith to somebody else. And so as we go through our services, we just want to listen to what God is saying and respond to what he's saying and go in a particular direction. So we don't really have a format. We just try and listen to the voice of God as we go through and go with what God wants, because that's usually the best way. If we do what we want, very often God's kind of, God, I don't really want to do that. And so we give him freedom to just help and guide us through our services, to encourage us in our heart, and to speak to us. And I'm here this morning because it says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So if you want your faith to grow, then listen to what I'm saying, not because it's me, but because some of it is the word of God, and it will encourage you in your heart. At the end of what I'm talking about this morning, I want you to understand that our God is awesome, that he is a creator God, that he's magnificent in every way, that he's more powerful and bigger than you ever imagined or thought, and he loves you. He's interested in you. Sometimes we see God as so big that how can he be interested in me who is so small? But he is. We don't know how he does that because he's God and we're not. But God wants to break into our lives. He wants to open this relationship with him that is very personal, where we can share life with him, where he can be God in our lives and we can just partner with him, and he causes new things to grow. That was the message this morning, wasn't it? God wants to be intimate with us. He wants to share his life with us. He doesn't want us just to come and worship him with kind of a one-way thing going on, that we're worshiping God and he's not coming back to us. We want God in our lives. So I'm talking this morning about our creator God. We've sang a couple of songs about, around that topic, that he is our creator God. And I want to look at what he is creating and the authority he has to create in us and in the world. So one of my favorite verses of all time is the first verse in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Wow. That is just, what a statement that is, that God created the heavens and the earth. That everything we look at, everything we see, God created in the beginning. And if you read the first few chapters of Genesis, you see what he created and the authority that he created it with. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Wow. That's the God that we are talking about this morning. He created the heavens and the earth. And by nature, God is a creator God. And as we read through Scripture, we see that he creates continually in the lives of people who were in relationship with him. He's a creator God. And going into the New Testament, it just it reminds us of that. If we read in Colossians 1:16, it says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." So that widens it to just being a creator, as in he created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. But what he's saying here is everything. Whatever you think about, God has created it. Powers and authorities, people in those positions, all things have been created by him and for him. And we may not be able to understand the fullness of what that is saying to us. I mean, we've talked already about the Ukraine and the Russia situation. We go, how can God have created that? Well, sometimes we don't know. But Bible is telling us that he's created all things. And they're there for him. And ultimately, we will understand what that means. But at the moment, when we're in that crisis point, we don't quite get it. But God is working, even when we don't see it, he's working. He's a creator God. Psalm 19, The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. Creation is telling a story. Not verbally, but it tells the story of the Creator God. It's a wondrous thing, creation. And as I just sit and watch it and observe it, it just breaks into my spirit and goes, we have a Creator God. I don't know about you, but I do when I'm sat fishing. And I'm watching all this stuff going on before me, the wonders of nature, and they're going, Creator God. When we look out into the skies at night, if we see through the fog and all the stuff, and you just sit back and you go, that is so immense. That is so big, I can't understand that. And our God created that. He created, he is a creator God. And it speaks to my heart about how powerful and big God really is. He is a creator God. Nothing in the universe was created by anybody else but God. And it's revealing his power to create. So our God is not known as a creator God, but he is a creator God. He has the power to create something out of nothing. And when we talk about becoming a Christian, believing what God is and who he is and what he tries to bring into our lives, we're not just talking about somebody who decides to change their way of thinking, who decides to go to church and do the right thing. We're talking about someone who has included Jesus in their life. They've let him in. They've allowing him to speak into their lives, to bring that transformation. And something new is created in us and in our hearts at that very moment. God breaks into our lives and suddenly this Creator God begins to create new things in us. Here's another one of my favourite scriptures, and I think it's something that we can all hold on to. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. That moment that we allowed God into our lives, that moment we recognized who he was, we understood his love for us, we understood our need for him, and we allow him into our lives, he gives us a new heart. We are born again. We are recreated. And from that moment on, we are a new creation, a new person. We are somebody who God is living in, and he transforms us immediately and begins this work of creativity within us. And I love the fact that it says, the old has gone. And sometimes we struggle with our old, but it's gone. It has gone. The old man, the old woman has gone. We are recreated. God in his awesomeness has created us new. But it's important to remember that we do have this battle going on between the old and the new, because the old man can sneak up on us. I don't know whether you've noticed that. He can sneak up on us very easily as we're going through life. We find ourselves doing things and you go, why am I doing that? It's the old, because we are not allowing the new to be created in us. We have to remind ourselves that we are in this battle. But remember that God is a creator God, and he helps us deal with the challenges that we face within ourselves. I think one of the easiest things we do, or we can tend to do, is look at ourselves, recognize our failings and inadequacies, and we can get a little bit frustrated with that. We keep doing the same thing We're not doing the new things. But we have to remember that God can create something out of nothing. What we see is impossible. What God the Creator sees is possible. He can create something new within us. And as we look at the life of Christ, we can see that God created new things in people's lives, which we call miracles. As you read through the stories that Jesus, as Jesus lived with us, and he demonstrated his love for those he was sharing life with, he did amazing things through the power of God. The blind to see, the lame to walk, the dead to be raised, all a demonstration of the creator power of God. And I always get excited when I read about the miracles of Jesus, because it reveals to my heart just how big God is and what he can do. That he is this creator God that can take an impossible situation and create something new in us. And when God begins to work in us and he's creating a new person, he's always got an objective in mind. He's trying to recreate you. He wants to create us to be included in his plan for the world. He's got a plan for the world. And isn't it amazing that God wants each of us to be involved in his work here on earth? I think we reminded ourselves a few weeks ago about Moses and how God could have done all the stuff that Moses did, but God wanted to use Moses because he uses us to fulfill his work on the earth. And that's because he wants to share in us, with us, his glory. He wants us to be involved in the stuff that brings glory to him so that we can celebrate and recognize that God is working in us. It reminds us of that in Ephesians 2. It says this, "For we are God's handiwork. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." When we become a Christian, that's our starting point. It's not our end point. We keep reminding ourselves of that, that God wants to do something in us. It says before the foundation of work, you were created to do good works. So you, each of us here today, were created to do good works for God. And as we walk with him, he creates in us a new heart. He creates in us a new attitude. He creates in us new behavior so we can fulfill his will and purpose for us on earth. We've just got to remember, almost on a daily basis, to put on the new man. It reminds us again of that in Ephesians, Ephesians 4, 20 to 24. "That, however, is not the way of life that you've learned. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Every day we've got to put on our new self, just like we get dressed. It'd be a bit of an issue if you forgot to get dressed and went out every morning. And sometimes we can go out spiritually naked because we forget to put on our new selves. That means we've got to remind ourselves that he's our creator God. We've got to remind ourselves that we are a new creation. We've got to remind ourselves that our old self has gone and the new is coming on a daily basis. But we have to do that to remind ourselves that we are a new creation. One of my go-to scriptures when I'm struggling with myself, so I do visit it quite regularly, It's a reminder to me, and it really encourages me in my heart. It's this, Philippians 1:6. "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ." God has started something in my life, and he wants to finish it. And if you are a believer, if you are here this morning as somebody who's put their faith in Christ, he started something in you, and he wants to finish it. He doesn't want you to get to the end of life half completed, as many of our projects sometimes do when we're trying to do stuff. And you'll all understand what that is because you'll have started stuff and not finished it. Mine's usually decorating, that kind of thing. We start it, and then Linda goes, you haven't finished it. You've left your tools over there. Look at the mess on the floor down there. You know what it's like, don't you? You try to do something. It never gets finished. We started a kitchen in July. It's not finished yet. Most of it is, but the final pieces that come to bring it to completion hasn't been done. And something in our nature kind of stops when we think it's good enough. And we can be like that with our own lives. We can go, oh, it's good enough. That'll do. I'm okay. And God says, I want to complete you. I've started something in you, so I want to complete you. And some of the battles we face in life are because God is trying to complete us and we're not playing the game. We're not listening. We're not allowing him to work in our lives. So things come along and we go, why is that happening? And sometimes it's God trying to get our attention to go, I'm trying to do something in you. Will you put your trust in me? Will you allow me to work in you and to complete you? Please listen to me. And so when we forget to put Christ on every day, when we forget to put this new creation on, we can walk around spiritually naked and not completed. So remember every morning to put on your new self. Just a, yeah, God is working in me. He's creating something awesome within me. And I'm going to put him on today. I'm going to allow him to work within me, to be spiritually alert. Colossians 2:10 says this, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. That's a big statement as well, isn't it? God is the head over every power and every authority. In the King James Version, it says this, you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. As we begin to live with God, he begins to complete us. Most of us come to God broken and in need and desperate for something to happen in our lives. And as we journey with him, it says he completes us. And I love that concept that he is completing us. He is repairing me. He's putting me together. He is making me complete. And sometimes we don't know how God does that because we look at ourselves and we are so broken at times that we can't see how we're ever going to be put back together again. We've got to remember that our God is a creator God. And when we're in those times when we are just desperate for God to do something and we can't see how we can do it, he is a God of the impossibilities. He can create something out of nothing. He is a creator God. Yesterday was a great day. Just to be together as a church family and to recognize that God is actually working in us, as we've looked back over the last 2 years, which you'd have thought had been a two-year period of doing not a lot. But God has actually done a huge amount in the last 2 years, in us and through us, individually and as a church. It's been an immense two years. He's chosen us to do good things. He's chosen us to work in our community and demonstrate who he is by our heart, by the way that we act and react, by the words we use. God has placed something in our heart that wants to please him. He wants to create something in us that fulfills his calling on our lives. And it's very interesting that when people come to faith, very often they say, what can I do? How can I go and help somebody? How can I just demonstrate who God is in my life? And that's because God is placing new things in our heart all the time. And he equips us to do the things he's called us to do. Sometimes we can be overwhelmed with this new creation that God is putting in our lives and working in us. we can be overwhelmed with it because we go, I can't do the things that I think God is calling me to do, but he equips us to do the things that he asks us to do. Hebrews 13, 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good thing for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Our attention this morning, our focus is around the Creator God, about the fact that he can create new things. He creates a new heart in us. And at times, I remember, David got to a point spiritually where he was far away from God, and he cried out to God, create in me a new heart. And maybe this morning you want a new heart. You want God to do something new and something fresh in you. He's a creator God. He can do that. He can do what we think is impossible in our lives. His objective is to bring us to completion by working gently in our lives, creating a new you and me. I don't know whether you ever look back over your life and you can recognize the work of God, how he's transformed you. You know, sometimes we forget that. You know, anybody who's had children, you know that they start off that big and they end up that big, but we don't see the growth because we're with them every day and they're growing and we just get used to them. And sometimes we get used to God working in us, and it's good sometimes just to go, where did I start off? And look at what God's created now. Aren't I awesome? God is doing good things. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to start from day one, but flourish and become mature and complete in his new creativity. That's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to share his vision for the world and allow us to work with him to declare his glory. That's our job, to declare his glory through our love for him. Through displaying what God has done in my life, I glorify God, and that's our job here on earth. It's very easy to write yourself off. It's very easy to believe that you're not worthy. It's very easy to believe that it's impossible for you to achieve amazing things through God. But we have to remember that God is a God of the impossible and can do all things through Christ in our lives, who strengthens us, that nothing is impossible for him. That he wants to create things in our lives that we don't even think he can do. But that's the God that we come to worship this morning. Together, let's be transformed by him. Together, let's let God create something new in us. And I don't think that process ever stops, you know. Sometimes we think we're old in the faith and that's as good as it gets. That's as far as I can go. But God is always creating something in us, something new, day by day. Never write off the impossibilities that God wants to bring into our lives. Let's together display the glory of God in the way that we live with each other and in our generosity and interaction with our community. And let's together do amazing things because of who God is. Amen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mark. Right, what I think we're going to do now, we're going to pray for Sue. So if you want to come out, and we're going to finish with a song, Raymond. So that's the way we're going. Sue's got a very important meeting on Tuesday. And we're saying all the time from the platform here, what we believe needs to work out in practical life, doesn't it? So Sue needs wisdom. That's what we're going to pray for. Our offering, as we said, is going to the Ukraine. If you haven't come prepared this week to give and you want to give, you can come and see us or give next week, let us know. So if you're at the point where you think, yes, I'm moved, I want to give, but I haven't come prepared, that's okay, you can give next week. One of the things we're trying to do this morning in terms of making space, can I encourage you this week as you're praying, as you're reading the Bible, maybe you come next Sunday with something to share. We're making room and space for God to move, and God is in all of us. One of the things Audrey said when she was sharing what she felt God was saying, he wanted to be intimate with us, like back to where we were in the garden, walking with us, being with us. And this song is about being back where we belong. In relationship with him is where we belong. Genesis 2, as it ran about 7, says, God breathed into Adam, it became a living spirit. To put that breath of God in, don't we? Shall we stand? We're going to sing. Thank you, Ray. Just two last things. It's our prayer day on Tuesday. Some of us pray and fast. We're praying for people. Thursday night, our recovery course. Moving on with the Freedom Homes Project with Steve. So if you're part of that, Thursday night, we'll just pray and then we'll go, I think. Father, thank you again for being with us today. Thank you for that understanding that you are a creator. You can do stuff in us that we didn't think possible. And within us, each of us is a spark of creativity because we're made in your image. So help us to look for those things that give us solutions. People use that phrase about thinking outside the box, but we want to think like you think. We want your thoughts in our head. Make us creative this week. In Jesus' name, amen.